This is Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This edition of Singing in Other Sins will celebrate Independence Day, the biggest and most important American holiday, with songs and instrumentals of the quintessential American composer Charles Ives. Ives is the acknowledged original American composer, and will sample that innovation in his atmospheric Housatonic at Stockbridge.
Fall and shallow to the adventure.
Peaceful and powerful at once. Charles Ives' Housatonic at Stockbridge, just now with Gian De Gaetani and Gilbert Kalish. Before that, from Ives' Three Places in New England, with James Sinclair conducting the Malmö Symphony Orchestra. And at the top of the set, you heard baritone Gerald Finley with Julius Drake in the same song, The Housatonic at Stockbridge. Now let's have some fun with Charlie Rutledge.
Another good cowpuncher has gone to meet his fate. I hope he'll find a resting place within the Golden Gate, the Golden Gate. Another place is vacant on the ranch of the XIT. Will be hard to find another that's liked as well as he. The first that died was Kid White, a man both tough and brave. While Charlie Rutledge makes the third to be sent to his grave, caused by a cow horse falling while running after stock. It was on the spring roundup, a place where death men lie. He went forward one morning on a circle through the hills. He was gay and full of glee and free from earthly ills. But when it came to finish up the work on which he went, nothing
tea turned back to the herd. Poor Charlie shoved them in again, his cutting horse he spurred. Another turn in that moment, his horse would be just fine, and turned and fell with him. His face never more we'll see, but I hope he'll meet his loved ones beyond eternity. I hope he'll meet his parents, we'll meet them face to face, and that they'll grasp him by the right hand at the shining throne, the shining throne, the shining throne of grace.
Turned back to the herd. Or Charlie shoved him in again. His cunning horse he spurred. Another turned at that moment. His horse, the creature, sprang and turned and fell with him.
Just now you heard Patrick Carfizzi with Douglas Dixon in Charlie Rutledge by Ives. The instrumental version set by Ives himself was performed by the London Music Projects conducted by Richard Bernas. And we began this Charlie Rutledge group with Sanford Sylvan, tenor, and Alan Feinberg, piano. One of the new aspects of this Singing and Other Sins program is a quiz. So before the end of the program, go to the Hawaii Public Radio Singing and Other Sins website and name Charles Ives' greatest influence. If you're the first person to email, tweet Singing Sins, or Facebook the answer, you'll be the winner and find your name in lights on our Master Musicologists page. We're enjoying the songs of Charles Ives, and in spite of the cowboy Charlie Rutledge, Charles Ives was very much a man of New England, as you can guess from the movements of his Concord Piano Sonata, Emerson, Hawthorne, the Alcotts, and Thoreau. We'll hear the 12-minute Thoreau movement with the much shorter Thoreau song Before and After. Sit back and relax and be amazed at what Ives wrote in 1920. Notice the common elements from the Ives song to his piano sonata, both on the subject of Thoreau.
His meditations are interrupted only by the faint sound of the Concord bell, a melody, as it were, imported into the wilderness. At a distance, over the woods, the sound acquires a certain vibratory hum, as if the pine needles in the horizon were the strings of a harp which it swept. A vibration of the universal lyre. Just as the intervening atmosphere makes a distant ridge of earth interesting to the eyes by the azure tint it imparts.
his meditations are interrupted only by the faint sound of the Concord bell, a melody, as it were, imported into the wilderness. At a distance, over the woods, the sound acquires a certain vibratory hum, as if the pine needles in the horizon were the strings of a harp which it swept. A vibration of the universal lyre, just as the intervening atmosphere makes a distant ridge of earth, interesting to the eyes by the azure tint it imparts.
He grew in those seasons like
one of the new elements that I'm using in this program is non-art song to provide some background and context. So between the two performances of the song Thoreau by Ives, you heard a movement from his Concord Piano Sonata with the same name performed by Gilbert Kalish. The baritone in the first slot was William Sharp with Stephen Blyer, and the mezzo just now was Susan Graham with Pierre-Laurent Aimard. I'd like to take this chance to acknowledge the help I receive in choosing the instrumental music from Dennis Moore, whose broad knowledge of music is essential. The quiz for this edition of Singing in Other Sins is to name Ives' greatest influence. Now on to more of his songs. The Circus Band is one of Ives' delightful, light-hearted songs. Notice the very different interpretations of the following singers and their different endings. Then a surprise instrumental.
Just comes the band, awaited a grand and a glorious noise. All summer long, we boys dreamed about big circus joys. Down Main Street comes the band, awaited a grand and a glorious noise. Horses are prancing, knights are dancing, helmets gleaming, pennants streaming, Cleopatra's on her throne, that golden hair is all her own. Horses are prancing, knights are dancing, helmets gleaming, pennants streaming, Cleopatra's on her throne, that golden hair is all her own.
Thank you.
The Circus Band by Ives. The baritone was William Sharp with Stephen Blyer. Before that, you heard mezzo-soprano Jan De Gaetani with Gilbert Kalish. We concluded the group with Children's Holiday at Putnam's Camp from the first orchestral set by Ives, performed by the Malmö Symphony under James Sinclair. We've heard Ives' songs, piano music, and orchestral settings. Let's hear a bit of his choral setting of Tennyson's Crossing the Bar.
Thank you.
you heard a portion of Crossing the Bar by Charles Ives, performed by the BBC Singers, conducted by Stephen Cleobury. Now for the answer to the quiz as to who was the greatest influence in Ives' life. It was his father. And you might say, well, duh, isn't it the father in a lot of guys' lives? Well, that's true, but in this case, Charles' father, George, was a cornet player, band director, theater orchestra leader, choir director, and teacher. Charles Ives himself told the story of his introduction to music. His father came home one day to find the 5-year-old banging out the band's drum parts on the piano using his fists. George Ives' response gave the first impetus to his son's career as a musical innovator. Rather than saying, "That's not how to play the piano," George said, "It's all right to do that, Charles, if you know what you're doing," and sent the boy down the street for drum lessons. George Ives would have his boys sing in one key while he accompanied in another. He built instruments to play quarter tones. Ives taught his son to respect the power of vernacular music, sentimental tunes, Stephen Foster songs, and marches. Once when they heard his stonemasons off-key singing, he said, "Look into his face and hear the music of the ages. Don't pay too much attention to the sounds, for if you do, you may miss the music. You won't get a wild, heroic ride to heaven on pretty little sounds." To close, the appropriate Ives song, "The Greatest Man," which of course was his father, sung by Gerald Finley with pianist Julius Drake.
"My teacher said us boys should write about some great man. So I thought last night and thought about heroes and men that had done great things. And then I got to thinking about my pa. He ain't a hero or anything, but Chauncey, he can ride the wildest horse and climb beavers near the moss down by the creek, and he can swim in fish. We catched 5 new lights, me and him. Dad's some hunter too. Once when I was sick and though his hands were rough, he rubbed the pain right out. That's the stuff," he said, "when I winked back the tears. He never cried but once, and that was when my mother died. There's lots of great men, George Washington and Lee, but Dad's gone of all.
The Ives song, "The Greatest Man," sung by Gerald Finley with pianist Julius Drake. Don't forget to check out the Art Song Contest on the HPR Singing and Other Sins website. Next week, Songs of Samuel Barber. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.